You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We like to do a family movie night Saturday night. And on Friday, Jeremy gave me four suggestions.
Oh, that's right.
The whole idea is to sit Zoe down and expose her to a movie that she probably has not seen. And something that we think will make her go, wow.
They used to make good cinema.
Yeah. So Jeremy recommended four. As Good as It Gets, The Truman Show. She's seen both of those. In fact, I think she says she's seen them both more than once.
Oh.
So those were out.
All right.
The other two that you recommended were Quigley Down Under and Tombstone. I'm not sure why you chose these four.
I'm your hickory. Yeah. Just good movies.
Quigley Down Under was immediately rejected by Gretchen, who says she has seen it and said that it absolutely does not survive the test of time.
Okay.
She shot it down. And then Zoe shot down Tombstone because, in her words, I bleeping hate Westerns.
That's unfortunate.
That's what I said.
Love Westerns.
Because I did make her watch one. Oh, I don't know. A Saturday night movie night, I don't know, a few months ago was that one that I've always tried to get you to watch called Silverado.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, she goes, yeah, that's okay. And then she just told me, she goes, remember that one you made me watch, that cowboy movie? She goes, I hate Westerns and cowboy movies so much.
Noted.
So, Jeremy,
bummer.
Four great suggestions. You were 0 for 4.
That's too bad. Oh, well.
So instead, we watched The Game, and I cannot recommend that movie more.
I don't know that
it
one.
It is so weird. It is a mind you know what with Michael Douglas and Sean Penn. Oh.
Oh.
Man, do I like that movie. It's one of those that you have to think.
Huh.
And it is a blast.
I will have to check it out. I'm trying to look it up right now.
I strongly recommend that for you, my friend.
All right.
A little date night for you and your wife. To get
a thriller
your mind,
mystery.
Yeah, to get your mind totally.
All right.
And Zoe liked that one. So.
Michael Douglas and Sean Penn. All right.
Yeah, it's good
couple
stuff.
Good ones.
So let's talk about your raffle thing that you want us to cover.
Great. I mean, first things first, we signed a new lease with our building, which is awesome because I love working here because we have covered parking. It's the best thing on the planet. So we signed this new lease. So Mix is staying in the same building, and they've been doing all these like improvements, these tenant improvements. They've painted in here. They've been fixing walls. We're going to get new decorations, and they've been revamping our kitchen. We got all new granite countertops in there, some fancy new paint, and blah, blah, blah. Well, one of the things with this re-signing is we also get some new appliances in the kitchen. So we're getting a new dishwasher. Right now, it's just a big empty space. So everybody's piling their dishes in the sink because they're lazy. And the second thing we're getting, Dom, is a brand new refrigerator, which is great because that refrigerator has been in that kitchen since we moved into this building, which was 7-8 years ago now.
Yeah,
I mean,
probably
it's
at
been
least
a
8.
And the filter in that fridge has never been changed in 7 years.
You know what? It's like the Indiana Jones line. With that refrigerator, it ain't the years, it's the mileage.
It's got some mileage.
And that fridge has been around the world a couple of times.
When you go get the water out of the fridge, it's a weird brownish color and it's really thick. So I'm thinking it is time to get a new fridge or filter or something.
And cleaning the insides of it, you almost need a sandblaster because people have left foul stuff, spilled stuff in there. It's bad.
So here's the email that went out. This is pretty darn cool in a way. It says, for any of our radio employees that are interested, we're going to be doing a raffle to raffle off the old refrigerator. If you'd like to participate in the drawing, send an email to our office assistant. She's going to be tracking all the entries. You got to get those in by the 3rd, Dom. So if you want that, you got to get those in by Wednesday, all right?
Let me hurry.
And then they're going to draw a name, and somebody's going to win our old refrigerator. Now, there's some caveats that says the company is not responsible for removal, so you got to get your happy butt up to the 12th floor of this giant building and
sure.
somehow dolly it down to your pickup truck. But You get to win the old fridge. I have never seen any kind of raffle like this since I have been working. This is pretty solid.
You've got to be pretty hard up for a fridge to want to take this thing.
It's in bad shape.
Now, I suppose if you were looking for like a garage fridge.
This is it. This
could be the one, because you could try to disinfect it as much as possible and then just keep your beer and stuff out there, I guess.
Yeah, it's a total garage fridge. You're not going to want to park this into your new house or anything like that. But yeah, I will be very curious to see how many people enter this raffle for the old GE side-by-side in there. And then trying to get it out of here, that'll be a sight too. But man, I don't know, it's kind of cool. It's worth talking about a little bit. What does your company give you? We're giving away fridges. And I'm not entering. Just don't need it. I might sneak your name in though.